Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Woods. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fifth. The DH, Butch Alberts. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Cage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jefferson. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Cage moves to third. Alexander moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Blue Jays, 1, Indians, 1. Butch Alberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Norris moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson has Norris trapped. There's the throw to Cerrone and over to Baylor, who tags Norris for the out. Verizer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Manning moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Bosetti reaches second base with a double. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cage strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Alberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Alberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Alberts reaches second base with a double. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 1 in the game. Ault hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Butch Alberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alberts hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cage takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Coleman now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bossetti hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cage. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Alberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ault strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Willie Horton. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.